Is it, Dean? And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Just a few headlines before we go into our featured interview with Michael Ratner on revelations yesterday that came out by retired Major General Leonard, the commanding officer, the first commanding officer at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the man responsible for setting up the original dog cages in which people were contained. We have an interview with him to play for you. And I would like to, doubt if we'll get to it, but I have excerpts from a book by Mozambique. It came out in 2006, Enemy Combatant, which I commend your attention to. It is an extraordinary document. As testimony to what the human beings are capable of doing to one another. And it's an indictment of the entire U.S. system of justice. We'll put that on the website. Headlines from around Cascadia. First, though, most chicken sold in stores is contaminated, according to Consumer Reports. Contaminated with what? Well, you just wait and see. Salmonella, for one thing, but that's just for starters. And federal regulators want to overturn the state of Oregon's program for reducing coastal pollution runoff caused by what? Wait for it. Logging. Of course, that's what it's caused by. And yet our legislators are charging full speed ahead up the mountain and down the other side, clear-cutting as they go. Clackamas County is the recipient of Federal Emergency Management Agency money. That's going to be devoted to creating a new set of maps that will hopefully alert people to the problem of landslides. There have been notable instances over the recent years, and although it's nice to have a map so you know when to run, if it starts raining hard, it still is indicative that the land has literally and figuratively reached its carrying capacity. Too many people. And angry Target customers express their displeasure in comments on the company's Facebook page. here's how bad it got. Here's what happens when Americans get really, really ticked off. Some even threaten to stop shopping at the store. Well, you see. And Vladimir Putin, his heart has somehow thawed out in the chilly Russian winter. He has released the Arctic 30, the Greenpeace activist, Pussy Riot members, and Khodorkovsky. So that was the final penny that dropped this morning. First, this though, weather from around Cascadia. Rain today, highs around 44. Bit of a southwest wind, 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight, look for more rain, lows around 43. And windy, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour for tomorrow. There's a good chance of rain, and no surprise there. Overcast skies, highs near 49. And for tomorrow night, more rain. Cloudy skies, lows around 40, light and variable wind. For Sunday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, highs near 47, full circle to Monday morning. And the alternative forecast, we have a waning gibbous moon, 17 days old leaf moon in Cancer, and the cyanotic people advise sowing root vegetables now, good idea, if you feel like getting out there in the mud. And the biodynamic outlook, moon in Cancer, it's a water sign, so go for leafy plants. And the moon and the sidereal forecast. Moon in Cancer, it's a good time for germination. That's it for both the conventional and the alternative forecasts. We want to hear right now, as we're going to listen to part of an interview I did earlier this morning with Michael Ratner. First, to set it up, Ratner, of course, as many people know, is the president emeritus of the Center for Constitutional Rights. They led the first legal challenge to the U.S. government's detaining of people at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Comes the revelation yesterday on the part of Major General Michael Leonard. He's the first commander of the detention center at Gitmo. And he says that, yes, it was all a terrible mistake. We should never have done that. He set up basically dog cages. The place was a filthy cesspool with iron bars right from the get-go. And not a lot's improved. Most people should be released legally, are approved for release. And yet, here we have, now we hear from Michael Ratner.
I'm speaking this morning with Michael Ratner. He's President Emeritus of the Center for Constitutional Rights, which led the first legal challenge to the U.S. government's detaining people at Guantanamo. Now comes the revelations from Major General Michael Leonard, retired, the first commander of the U.S. detention facility at Gitmo, that it was at all a terrible mistake right from the get-go. Well, that's wonderful that he's come out and said that, except there are many, many lives that have been destroyed, and we tend to forget that these people have families and loved ones and friends and memories, places where they lived and where they grew up. They're just like us. And the crimes perpetrated against them at Guantanamo are unconscionable under any circumstances. You can't detain people for purposes of interrogation. Michael, what recourse now? Where do we go? How do we go about pressuring the government to release the people still being held there?
You know, I think your point is a very important one. I mean, I think that General Lenhart made a very strong, good statement, particularly saying that this had been set up as an interrogation camp. And interrogation camps are illegal. They were outlawed, particularly after the Nazis used them. And even our Supreme Court, when we brought these cases up to them, said it's one thing to detain people, but it's illegal to hold them for interrogation camps. General Lenhart has basically said that's what this was. These people were not the worst of the worst. And in fact, we didn't learn anything from the interrogation camps. So it's a very strong statement on that. On the other hand, your point, I think, and the underlying thing that a message I get from it, is here you have the general who actually built the dog cages that people were kept in, saying this shouldn't have been set up, that should be closed, but not yet taking responsibility for what his role was. And people were treated pretty brutally during that period. People were beaten up during that period. We have books by clients of ours, Mozambique and others, who talk about the first 6 months in that camp, and it's outrageous. So it's a good statement, but I would have liked to have seen some acknowledgement that he went off the rails like our government did during this period. The sad part is, as you're pointing out, is we're still off the rails. We still have 156 people left at Guantanamo. Half of them have been cleared for release, which means they have nothing wrong with what they've done. And we still haven't gotten them out of Guantanamo. And the other half, I don't know if we're ever going to get them out. My prediction is that when Obama leaves office, despite his promise when he came into office that he'd close the camp in the year, that it will still be open physically, and that the actually underlying legal principle or non-legal principle that you can hold people indefinitely without trial will still be part and parcel of our American legal system, a complete outrage. So we have a long way to go, and I would like to see just people get much more massively involved. You know, when they started doing the hunger strike at Guantanamo this year, we finally saw a little bit of movement. That's when Obama actually made his speech, one of his many speeches that said he would close it. There's actually been six people released since May when he made that speech. He could have released, 80 immediately to Yemen. I think the push to get the cleared people released immediately and then to do what General Lenhart said is, under our legal system, you don't hold people without charges, trial, and conviction. And he said that. He said, I don't care anymore. We have to obey our Constitution, trial, charges, and conviction, or let them go. That should be the demand. We should hold Obama's feet to the fire. He actually is getting, I think today or yesterday, got a slightly more liberal passage of the restrictions on transfer that gives him a little more authority. He always had authority to close this camp, I should be clear. But now he has a little bit more cover to do it. Let's not see him be weak-kneed about people's lives that have been destroyed. 11 years without seeing their children, their partners, their spouses, their families. I mean, it's still going on. As we enter the 12th year, January 11th of 2014, we still will have people who've been in that camp 10, 11, and almost 12 years.
I have a final question for you. I can't take too much more of your time, but how did we come to this point where our legal system has utterly failed? It is not being upheld in so many different instances. We have the extraordinary situation of Jeff Bezos, Amazon, the Washington Post, the CIA, clearly a conflict of interest. And in this case as well, the legal system is so corrupted that it has to be useless. And it falls to the citizenry, led by yourself and others, who have the courage and you know, the ethical foundation to take up the cry to release these men. Regular citizens who are upholding the rule of law. How did we get there?
You know, the CCR website, ccrjustice.org, has a lot of actions people should take. They ought to take them. There's a very grassroots activist group we work with, coming out of the Catholic Worker originally, but called Witness Against Torture. They're the ones you see in the orange jumpsuits. Those are very important. You know, we were able to pull together 600 or 700 really sort of straight lawyers to work on these cases. And that's incredible to me, because it was a real movement of those lawyers. They understood that what's being violated here are fundamental aspects of the Constitution, of the Magna Carta going back 800 years, and of any kind of civilized legal system. My hopes are not only that we get stronger grassroots support demonstrations like we used to have more of, but also that the international community gets behind closing it. I mean, everybody knows it's just... No, it makes the U.S. just a laughing stock isn't the right word. I mean, it's part and parcel of what we've done since 9/11. You know, from drones to wars. But it's an important symbolic point that people say, look at the United States running an offshore prison facility without trying people. Had that been run by Pinochet or the Argentine dictators, people would be up in arms. It's being run by a Democrat now, and people aren't up in arms. And I just want to say, this is a time for a call to the barricades. Shut that place down. Shut down indefinite detention. Go back to what's a legal system in the United States based on 800 years of law that says the executive or the king can't just pick people up, toss them in some prison somewhere, and leave them there forever without charges.
Michael, thank you very much for that.
And that was, of course, Michael Ratner. We'll post that interview in its entirety on the KBOO website, and links to the website. Also links to, if you haven't read the book, Enemy Combatant, there's a good section from the Free Press in London, a good section of excerpts from it, comments made in the book that the author, Mozambique, wrote. Well, it's here in Portland, right after coming on the heels of a police new contract, a grand jury found that a suburban Portland officer was justified in shooting and wounding a man during what? A welfare check. Well, he's not very well anymore, is he? Earlier this month, the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office said yesterday that grand jurors charged the man who was shot with attempted second-degree assault. I think that when people are confronted with militarized police right in their homes, that all bets are off and reason goes out the window, replaced instead by absolute numbing fear. Chickens contaminated, according to Consumer Report. It's the most comprehensive one to come out so far. They tested virtually every shape of chicken that's available in regular supermarkets. And what they found prompted them to declare it a public health crisis. And public pharmaceutical companies are not making any new antibiotics. And we have plenty of new organisms out there that are just, you know, waiting to get their cell walls into us. There's a directory of State Policy Network members. Cascade Policy Institute is one to watch out for. Other organizations operating in Oregon are the American Institute for Full Employment, Freedom Works Oregon, Oregon's Oregonians in Action, and Taxpayer Association of Oregon, all worth taking a look into, because all of them are sponsored by the SPN. And Wyden's bill to promote logging in eastern Oregon looks like a shoo-in. That this, while we are being looked at in a harsh bright light by the feds, because we have failed utterly to prevent dangerous runoff into the our coastal waters as a result of what? Logging. Yep, that's right. And general failure to perform our duties as custodians of the natural environment. So that's it for Air Cascadia for Friday, December 20th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Community Radio is proud to help co-sponsor the Triangle production of American Fiesta, starring Gary Wayne Cash, a witty, hopeful tale of imperfection and acceptance. American Fiesta will take place at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. This Triangle production will run from November 29th through December 22nd. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hey, KBOO supporters, we just sent you a card, so watch your mailbox. It's an opportunity to give a little more assistance at this time of year to your listener-sponsored, volunteer-powered community radio station. Yep. Tax time, that means that your donation makes a difference.